Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Rabbi Phil Keresh from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni Monday, the first day of the month of Elul, wishing all of you a meaningful and powerful Rosh Chodesh. Thank you to our generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome and introduce Rabbi Jeremy Donath of Congregation Darchei Noam in Fairlawn, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, and which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Donath slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim. That's Parakim, Kaf, Kaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, which will be followed by the Mishaberach for Cholim and Achenu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Donath.
Thank you, Rabbi Keresh, and thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and a good Rosh Chodesh Elul to everyone. I wanted to speak about Rosh Chodesh Elul in the sense that marking of the new month tells us that in just 1 month we'll bring upon Rosh Hashanah and Yom Ha'Raim. And Elul is a month of tshuva, where the themes are tshuva and trying to get our lives in order before Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment. And it's interesting that the rabbis, despite the fact that Elul marks a month of tshuva, have a strict guidelines for the Haftorah that we recite during this month and the last couple of weeks, ever since we observed Tisha B'Av. The line, which is quoted in the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, that tells us that the Haftorah which we recite, which typically corresponds thematically to the Parshat HaShavua, the Parsha of the week, during this time of year actually corresponds to the themes of the events of the year and the holidays, which we find ourselves between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. And instead of reciting Haftorahs that speak about Tshuva, the rule is that during this time of year we read the Zayin de Nechemta, seven Haftorahs that are all about consolation. Now, if the month of Elul is all about Tshuva and preparing for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, why don't the rabbis have us read Haftorahs of themes of Tshuva? Why are we reading about Nechama, the idea of consolation? Why are we still in Tisha B'Av mode and not looking forward towards Tishrei and all the Hagim that are just around the corner? So I want to share with you, I saw a remarkable interview this past week, which some of you may have seen as well, with an Olympic gold medalist in the United States of America named Tamara Mensah-Stock, who was the first Black female wrestler to win the gold medal on behalf of the United States of America. And she was interviewed after winning the gold medal. And she was asked by the interviewee, what was it like to win the gold without your father in attendance? Apparently, this gold medalist's father passed away when she was in high school. And when the gold medalist, Tamara Stock, reflected on what it was like to not have her father, she responded so poignantly. She said, my father was the one who introduced me to wrestling. My father was there in the beginning at all my matches and practices. And I know that what he would be saying right now is he would be the loudest one here. He would be so happy for me. He'd be cheering louder than anyone else for my victory. When I heard these words from this gold medalist, we should watch the interview. It was very powerful to see her and the enthusiasm she shared. That she knew her father, even though he's not alive, would be cheering for her louder than anyone else. I thought perhaps that is the same message that relates to why the rabbis have us read seven haftorahs of consolation, seven haftorahs about the notion that our Father in heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loves us. You see, the prerequisite to doing tshuva, the prerequisite to getting our lives more in order, to fix or focus on areas that maybe we fell short in the past year, is to first know that our Father loves us. And so week after week, the messages of the Haftorah are all reinforcing this notion that our Father in heaven loves us. And And week after week, that is what the rabbis want us to be hearing in the message of the Haftorah, that first and foremost, our Father in Heaven is cheering for us louder than anyone else cheers for us. And only after that, once we inculcate that message, can we prepare ourselves to then shift focus on Shabbat Shuva during Aseret Yemei Tshuva for themes of Tshuva and focusing on where we can improve. So I hope for all of us that we've already started to hear a few of the Haftorahs of consolation, and this message can help us hear the message loud and clear over the next couple of weeks before we get to Tishrei, the message that our Father in Heaven is cheering for all of us, loves all of us, and wants to be closer to each and every one of us. With that Dvar Torah, we will now recite some Parakim of Tehillim. So the first, we will recite Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Feel free to recite at your own pace along with me. Lam natzeach mizmor leDavid, Yancha Adonai biyom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh, Umitzion yisadaka, Yizkor kol minchosecha, Velasecha yedash nasala, Yitein lecha kilvavecha, V'cholatzasecha yemalei. Neranina b'yishuasecha, U'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, Yemalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati kiyoshia Adonai mishicho, Yanehu mishvei kacho, V'gvuros yesha yemino. Eileva recha ve'eileva susim, V'anachnu shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hey ma karuvena falo vanachnu kamnu vanisodad Adonai Hoshia Hamelach Yaneinu v'yom kareinu. We now recite Parachaf Gimel, chapter 23 in Psalms. Mizmor leDavid Adonai roi lo asar binos deshe yaritzeni. Ame minucho sina haleni. Nafshi yeshovev, yancheni v'magle tzedek, v'man shemo. Kam ki eilech, b'gei samoves, lo yirara ki ata imodi. Shiftecho mishantecho, heima yenachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan, neged sorirai. Dishantev Hashem en roshi, kosi rivaya. Achtov v'chesed yirufuni kol yemei chayai, v'shapti beis Adonai le'orech yamim. We'll now recite Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir l'malos esaynai el hari me'ayin yavo ezri, Ezri me'im Adonai, Osei shamayim v'aret. Ayitein lamot raglecha, Al yanum shomerecha. Hinei lo yanum lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha yad yiminecha. Yoma mashemesh layakeka v'yareach ba'aloyla. Adonai yishmar chamikora yishmar asnafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzeitzcha v'uecha me'ata v'yad olam. Now recite Parakuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir ha-malos mimamakim k'rasicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli, tiyena aznecha kashuvos b'kol tachanunai. Im avonos yishmoya, Adonai mi'amod. Ki mecha asulicha l'man tivarei. Yivisi Adonai kivasa nafshi, livara hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachal Yisrael el Adonai, Kim Adonai Achased Ve'arvei Mofidus. Ve'hu Yiftas Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. Now recite Mishabeach V'cholim. Please insert the name of all you're praying for at the pause. Mishabeach Aboseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo U'yivarech Birat Pesach Olim. Ba'avur shanach nispalim ba'aburam Nischarzer kadosh baruch hu imalei rachim aleihem Lachlimam l'raposom lachzikam lachayosom V'yishlach lemei refuah shlem l'shmaim l'rumach ebereihem ul'shitzag yideihem V'soch sh'ar chole Yisrael refuah ta'nefesh refuah ta'guf Hashta ba'agala Bishman Kariv Ramar Amen. We'll now conclude with the recitation of Achenu. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael and the Sunim Ba'atzara Ba'ashivya Omdim Bein Bayam Ve'li Habasha Hamakim Yirachim Alem Yotzeim Mitzara Rabachim Fe'la Ora Mishibu Geula Hashtabah Glow Zman Kariv Ramar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Donath. We are all very appreciative for your Divrei Torah and for your Divrei Chizuk. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern when we will have the opportunity to hear from Rabbi Ephraim Polakoff of Congregation Beis Tfila in Woodmere, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.